Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Above the Bar podcast, a show about a middle-aged father, current events, and how these things affect my everyday life. Alrighty, folks, welcome to another episode of the Above the Bar podcast. It's your host, Sean. It's a little quiet in the bar tonight. Wondering where our guest is. We're supposed to have Tim Miller on here. We'll see if Tim makes it on or not. Tim is a comedian. We'll see what happens here. But before Tim gets here, we'll get into some of the other things that we like to do here. So first off, I always keep going, pointing over the wrong shoulder for those of you that are watching the live stream, both of you. So we always have our sticker and a cause promotion here. If you've got something going on, you've got a show, you've got a cause that you believe in, no matter what it is, send me a message, send me that sticker, and we've got sticker and a cause, and I will go ahead and read that for you right here online, everything. Also, the Podfather is coaching me through some things, but he should be here soon. Also, folks, as you're listening to this, please share, like, always a big fan. If you go on there and you share this to all those groups that you belong to, see how many of them you can share it to and see how long it takes before they actually ban you from the group. I'm a big fan of that. See how long that would take you. Coming up this weekend, we have a special show this weekend. For those of you that enjoyed Amanda Love, we are going to have Amanda Love back on this weekend along with some of Amanda's friends. We'll see how that turns in. I think it's four of them total. Maybe we'll get some love advice. Maybe we'll get some fashion advice. We will absolutely see how this one turns out. Also, for those of you that are listening out there today is National Beer Day. I didn't end up with any beer because, as we know, on days like today, it's all about the Telemardew and our Green Lantern glass. So we will remember that. I think, what is it? It's either whiskey or brandy. Maybe if any of our distillery guys are out there can pop one and remind me. One of them, it's either whiskey or brandy, is only, like, you can actually turn beer into brandy. I think that's what it is, brandy wine or something along those lines. So we'll go ahead and we'll go with our whiskey because that's what we need here at the bar. It's been already a start to one of those weeks. Got my COVID shot today. For those of you that haven't gotten yours, well worth it here in the Albany area. If you're near Albany, New York, got mine, lost my email. I am horrible with emails. I have four separate email accounts. I lost my email that said I was supposed to get my shot today. So in the process, I ended up asking the lady, and they actually just let me come right on in. No problems. They were very kind to me. So I got to give a big thank you to the folks in Albany. And they were down at the college. They were very well organized. What would surprise me, and maybe it was just I didn't realize it. I have a friend that works over in the National Guard here in the Albany area. And we were talking about some work stuff. And she was like, oh, we have no drill weekends. All the guard members are doing something. And I was like, they can't all be doing something. Well, I found out where all of them are. They are at University of Albany. There was Army National Guard. There was Air Guard there. I actually saw a New York Park Ranger with the whole banner on his back and everything. I thought he was a trooper at first, but he was a New York Park Ranger who was in charge of the actual area for all this and was supervising everybody. But they had a heck of a process going on. I really got to thank all those folks. I appreciate all them for what they did. It was so much easier for me as somebody who, you know, not used to going out and getting their shots done and going in that environment and lost all my stuff. So while we're waiting to see if Tim, just a little taste of what hopefully he'll, like I said, hopefully he'll jump on here. Hopefully nothing bad's happened. We wish him all the luck. Let's see a little clip of some of his comedy. And just like that, it didn't work. Oh, well. So another thing is, one of the big sponsors here of all of us out on the Earplug Network is Jay's Wicked. I don't know if anybody caught my pictures over the weekend, but we had my wife and I for the holiday decided we were going to smoke two-pound uncured hams. It was pretty interesting. Like, so I'd never done this. We did the whole slits and put them in and smoked them on up. Came out great, but we actually made the glaze out of the Jay's Wicked and used the cider that we had the other day and put the cider inside of it from the Jay's Wicked to make the glaze. Took some to work, was headed out to the Boston area. Some of my coworkers, I knew they were... We're single guys, wouldn't have an opportunity to actually have an Easter dinner, so I decided to bring some with me. And before it was all over with, I had a marriage proposal. So I'm going to assume that I must have done something right, that before it was all over, another man decided that it would be a good idea to just go ahead and propose to me right away. Tim's trying to get on here. Nope, didn't work. Tim, let me try again here. So we've had this problem here. Let me send again. We'll send again. I have got to figure out what I'm doing here, folks, with this StreamYard link. So for those of you that are getting to watch this, all the backstage stuff is happening and my own personal goofiness. Let me try this again and we'll get this over to Tim so that we can get him on here without any bubbles, any troubles. Copy that. It's coming to you, Tim, I promise. Try that one. Let's see. See if that worked, bud. I apologize. My man was trying to get on here, and I had it all cattywampus. So as Tim's trying to get on here, he's a stand-up comedian. I got to ask. Oh, wait a sec. There. Tim, you made it.
Yeah, so I think we had some technical difficulties. I got the wrong link or something.
It's all good, brother. I was sitting here trying to figure out if I sent you the wrong thing. I did a soft shoe. I just want you to understand. I was doing a pretty good soft shoe of the entire thing, trying to wait for you to get back on here. So it was pretty impressive. I want to go right to your shirt game before we go anywhere. Tim has a pretty strong shirt game. What are we working with today?
Well, I have a blue banana Arrested Development. I have like at least 10 Arrested Development shirts.
Now hold on. I tried to get, so I screwed up trying to get a clip of one of your acts from back in 2019. Yeah. I don't know why I screwed it up. It was me completely. I did have you reading like something in the shower with a top hat on. I could have put up, but that was, I figured that needed more explanation than just me talking about it.
I mean, I guess it's just basically me reading a poem in a shower, but yeah.
Like, where did that even come from?
I don't know. It's kind of, I'm like a weird, I really like baths, I guess. I don't know if I'd say obsessed, but I'm like borderline obsessed with baths. And I think, because I used to do a comedy show on YouTube called Laugh Tub, where I'd interview people. I was in like an inflatable bathtub and I'd interview people. And then I kind of just got the idea to maybe make like short little videos of me reading like different poems that I've written or other people have written.
That is phenomenal. So you were just, now, did you get a chance to interview anybody big time?
No, just a few like local comedians, just people I knew basically.
All right. Now I was kind of hoping, and I'm going to go ahead and admit this. I even brought something special to the show for you after watching several of videos. And I'll tell you, if you like the self-deprivation comedy, Tim has definitely got it down pat. Am I, that would be a best way to kind of describe it, right?
Yeah, I feel like, cause I mean,
don't cry, Tim. Tim, yeah. It's okay. I mean, don't be sad.
I mean, the secret is to always be sad. And then that's just where you're at.
Is that like your Incredible Hulk moment? Like where the Incredible Hulk's always angry. You're just always sad.
Yeah.
But you wear something in all your stuff, man, that I saw, and I brought that out for you.
Oh yeah, Green Lantern.
So you always have the Green Lantern T-shirt on. So I figured I'd bring my Green Lantern glass out.
Yeah.
So are you a comic book guy, or just like the shirt?
I mean, I'm a pretty big comic guy. I'm mostly not necessarily Green Lantern. Mostly a Batman or Star Wars stuff like that.
Nice. So then you appreciated the Star Wars stuff I tagged you in.
Yeah.
So where did Darth Stake come from? If you want to find Tim on Instagram, look up at Darth Stake, STEAK. Like, I'm going to get a really charred up steak, and you can find him. So where did that come from?
Well, Darth, because I like Star Wars. And then Stake was my nickname in high school. Because I tried to give myself the nickname T-Bone, and then they just ended up calling me Stake.
Is that like in what was the movie? Revenge of the Nerds. I want everybody to call me Meat now. Do you remember that?
I feel like I've seen it once. I don't remember.
The one guy was like, I just want everyone to call me Meat from now on. And everybody's like, yeah, Meat. Just didn't work out for him.
Yeah.
So how long you've been doing comedy for?
About 6 years. It'll be 6 years in June.
And what were you doing before then?
I don't know. I've done a little writing here and there, just mainly working, just living life.
Now, what state are you in?
Montana.
Wait a sec. I got family out there. What part?
Missoula.
They're in Billings.
Okay. That's like 5 hours away from me.
Yeah, see, because I know nothing in that state. I just know I have three uncles that grew up out there, and – We were having this conversation, somebody, me, the other day. I remember if somebody told me they had like a half an acre yard, I was like, that's big. You got a big yard. We can all play in that yard. And then my uncles who lived out in Montana, a whole nother long story. They were like, yeah, we grew up on a small ranch. I'm like, what's small? They're like, it was only 800 acres. I'm like, that's like my whole neighborhood. Like my whole neighborhood would fit in that place.
Yeah.
Now, do you do a lot of travel for your comedy?
I haven't. Well, I mean, not during COVID, but I've been on like two tours kind of over the Midwest and Northwest United States region.
Now, what'd you think of doing that?
I liked it. I feel like I had fun. I mean, both times it's like three other comedians.
So. Okay. Were you the headliner?
No. Come on. Just kind of along for the ride. I don't even think I went with this guy, this other comedian I knew. I don't think we even had a headliner. We just he just booked shows and invited me on a couple times and I went with him.
Nice. Was that all the stuff I was seeing from back in 2019?
No, I think that was probably just my local stuff. I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah. Just local Missoula comedy.
So that's a thing.
Yeah. I mean, we have a decent scene for what you think of Missoula. I feel like we have a decent scene.
I'm going to make you a promise about something, Tim. I promise you on all that's holy. This is a fact. You could tell me that everyone walks around in Missoula with no pants on every day, and I would believe you because I know nothing about Missoula. This is your opportunity to educate all four of my listeners on what's in Missoula.
Well, we're home to the University of Montana. We're the liberal bubble, I feel like, of Montana. Like we're more the
You're like Austin for Texas.
Yeah.
So does that mean what does that mean like when you're the liberal bubble out there?
I mean, we're kind of like a whole bunch of Democrats surrounded by like a bunch of Republicans.
Okay.
Yeah.
My wife says I clean up and she likes my shirt. Oh. I was trying to bring the shirt game tight for you, brother. Like I saw where you, you know, I was trying to get into it. One of my oldest friends, yes, Troy, I can't spell Missoula. I couldn't begin to tell you how to spell Missoula. At the same time,
it's like Mississippi, but shorter.
I put that on the same line as like anyone who says spell Missoula. I tell you, spell Schenectady.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
Yeah, like that's like I think that's one of those things. Like every state you go to has some form of Now here's my Aunt Ellen. She is from I'll correct myself. She's from South Dakota. She'll correct me about that one. Yes, my wife decided. Yes, Troy. The shirt may look small, but your head is much smaller. And then there you go. And my aunt agrees with you. It is the liberal bubble. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for her to come out and visit. We just passed legalized recreational marijuana here in New York State.
We did that. I think we're working on it. We did that this last election.
Well, ours was funnier because we had like the other scandal that's going on that I'm not going to get into. And it was like, no, forget all about that. Here's your weed.
Oh, yeah.
You'll forget everything. Would you like brownies? How about half a gummy bear? Yeah, they went and got into all that. So, oh, God. You've had a heckler before, right?
Yeah, I've got heckled. I mean, most of the time, it's people I bring to the show that heckle me. So,
well, that was the one that I was. The clip I had was you up there and you were going back and forth between two microphones, and singing a song, and then some girl like attempted to heckle you, and before it was over with, I thought you got her phone number.
I feel like that was probably my friend Kira, and I already have her phone number, so I didn't need it.
So it wasn't like a big deal.
No.
She's in Laurel, Montana. How far is that from you? Do you even know where that is?
Yeah, it's like just outside Billings, so probably like 4 hours.
Oh, like so it's not far. So if you need somewhere to go, you can go see my aunt. She's a wonderful person. She takes amazing pictures, and she probably knows where some really good kind is. She knows where the good stuff is. I'm basing that purely on her Facebook posts, but something tells me she would be able to get you some good stuff. I'm not flexing, my love. We could have you. You want to have a flex off? I mean,
you probably win, but we could.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, what are we gonna do? What do you want to do? Flex off?
I mean,
nice. All right. Let's see it. Look, see what I did there? Put it behind the microphone. You can't see it.
Yeah.
So I have to go this way.
The microphone makes it look bigger.
That's what she said. I don't know. There we go. There you go, babe. My wife is such a jackass. See, oh, God. All the hecklers have decided to come out today. What did you do, Tim? You brought the hecklers out today.
I don't know. Like, it's been a while since I've been heckled. Maybe it's overdue.
So what's your go-to for hecklers? Like, just to shut it down?
I don't know if I really have a go-to. I just kind of feel like half the time I just ignore them. I just kind of continue going on with my set and then
just deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, what's the guy? What the hell's his name? The real famous one. He's got the podcast. I forgot his name. He's on all the hunting shows. Used to be on TV radio, the show. The MMA announcer guy.
Oh, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan. Have you ever heard the stories of his early stuff where people used to heckle him?
I don't know.
Yeah, and he would beat them up in the parking lot after shows. Like people would be like, "You suck," blah, 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 just going through the whole thing with him. And then he'd be like, "You can meet me out in the parking lot." And he would just meet him out in the parking lot. He was already like a black belt and whatever. And he would like just beat people up in parking lots. Like, "You're not going to heckle me anymore, are you?" The abuse. So I would only give Troy this in one of my most – I'll admit to a horrible – Troy saved my life one day. Have you ever been so drunk that you almost fell out of a moving car window?
I mean, I've been so drunk I've puked out of a moving car window a couple of times, but I don't know about falling out.
Yeah, yeah. So we went to we were in a bar in Jacksonville, North Carolina called Swinick's. Rest in peace, Sergeant Major Swinick. He just passed away this year. And it was like a very typical Marine Corps bar. Like, you had to have a collared shirt on to get in there, like belt. It was like everything dress code. So we spent the entire night as some guy kept dropping $20 bills to buy us drinks. Like, he was some Army guy. He was like, "You Marines." And he would like drop a 20 and I'd put it in my pocket. And then I'd still have the waitress charging for the drink. It was amazing. But by the time the night was over with, we had done nothing but eat popcorn and do shots of what was called liquid cocaine. Have you ever had that shot? Mm. It's every minty liquor behind the bar, like Jaeger and Rumplemintz and anything, any like mint schnapps in a shot. Mm. And yep, from there through the gates of the base, all the way through, Troy had a hold on to my belt loop as I was just losing it out the side of the car window. So, you know, he gets a pass for most things. Troy, I'm still hot. Don't look. Ask Stephanie if I'm still hot. That's all you got to do. Ask Steph. Am I still hot? So what else is going on for you there, Tim? Talk to me here, bud.
Not much. I mean, I have my own podcast that I'm hopefully doing season two here shortly. It's called End of the Show as We Know It. And it's me and another comedian who talk about like series finales of TV shows.
All right. Now, how many? Now, season one. What was some of the shows that you did season finales on?
We did Golden Girls. We did X-Files. We did the Seinfeld, which I think is probably one of the more famous finales.
Now, I want to pause you on the X-Files. Does X-Files really have a finale?
I mean, we did like the original run, like season 9 finale or whatever. But yeah, it doesn't really necessarily have a wrap up at this point.
Right. Because they did the second, like the 2.0.
Yeah.
And the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, what was your favorite finale? I know what one of my classic favorite finales is.
Just of the ones we've done or just?
Just in general. Like one that you haven't done yet. One that you're like, nothing has ever been done like this before, and I don't know if it could be done again.
I mean, Seinfeld's up there. I feel like they're probably not going to do any more Arrested Development, so I'm going to say the Arrested Development finale was pretty good, like the season 5 finale.
Let's see. I'm a big fan of the Saint Elsewhere.
I've never seen that. I hear it's good.
So that's the one where with like the show had Howie Mandel in it, all those folks started in it. This spoiler alert from a show that ended probably almost 30 freaking years ago. If you haven't seen it, somebody's on Hulu right now just binging it, and they're not watching this either. But so the series finale was the entire show was in the imagination of an autistic child staring at a snow globe.
I've heard of like the finale. I've never actually seen it, but
yes, Tim, I'm probably older than you.
Yeah.
How old are you, Tim?
30.
Yep. I'm older than you. And just so you know, Tim, Troy is older than me. So
before you really tell by his picture, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, cause have you ever met someone who has a horseshoe buried dead in their ass, like a golden horseshoe? Like everything that's supposed to be bad just works out for the guy.
No, actually.
Well, let me introduce you to Troy. Troy's the only person I know that in a drunken stupor jumped over a fire, had a compound fracture of his leg, and the doctor goes, "Well, boy, you got lucky. That bone only carries 10% of your body weight." Like anybody else, you'd have snapped that bone through your skin and they'd have been like, "Yeah, man, you're done. Like you're going to hobble for the rest of your life." Troy gets away with it with this, like, "Nah, man, 10%, you'll be fine." Yeah, like, trust me. He's also, you know the or Dennis Miller song, Asshole? You know the one? He's an asshole, an asshole, an asshole. Yeah, that's Troy. That was it was actually written about him.
Oh yeah. Inspired Dennis Miller.
So what are some of the other stuff that we can expect to see on your next season?
I think we're going in like a different, we're doing like the end of like movie franchises.
Right. Okay.
So I think we're going to do like Santa Claus 3, the last Santa Claus movie.
Okay.
New Mutants, which is like the last X-Men movie, like the last Fox X-Men movie. So I think we might try to do that. And probably a few more TV shows we'll throw in there too. So
nice. Season 4 of Black Adder. Jeanette is our overseas. She brings in all – I'm a big Doctor Who fan. So Jeanette brings in all those elements and keeps us going. And you're going to get one too. I'm going to up your t-shirt game here before it's all over. Jeanette just got her her first Above the Bar podcast t-shirt.
Oh. Yeah, I'll take one.
Yeah, you know, look, it's kind of like a consolation prize for being here with me and wasting your time to hang out with me. It makes me feel better. So I figure, you know, I'll give you a t-shirt.
I got a goose cooking in the oven right now, so I got to get back to that. At some point.
Wait, you really have a goose in the oven?
Yeah.
Wait, is that like, are you, that must be, I don't think I've ever met anyone that said they actually have a goose cooking in the oven at this moment. Like, you got me. You stumped me with the goose. I have nothing. Yeah, like even Jeanette's like, a goose?
Like, I've never tried it. I wanted to try it.
So you just randomly, like, where do you go to the store and buy a goose?
I don't know. I just bought it at, like, one of the local grocery stores.
So your local grocery store chain just has, like, a goose?
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by this at this very moment for no other reason that, like, the only place I ever saw that had a goose was a Amish, like, or actually it was a Mennonite store in Pennsylvania had them, and that was it. Like, I'm mind boggled right now. Do you have other people coming over?
Well, it's at my sister's house. It's cooking over there, and I'm going to back over there.
What time do you need to get back over there?
Whenever.
Are you having figgy pudding with this?
I don't even know how to make. No, I'm having a dressing. Or stuffing and sweet potatoes.
Is this like a late Easter or something?
Kinda, yeah. I meant to have it on Easter, but I was working, so I postponed it.
Like, this is like, I want to know what grocery store chain do you have out there? I have to know this.
Well, this was at a local grocery store, Paddy Creek Market in town that had it.
So it's not like a grocery chain?
Yeah, it's not a chain.
Like, Tim, I'm sorry to seem so fascinated by the fact that your grocery store carries geese. Look, Jeanette says you're a Charles Dickens book.
I mean, which one, though? I guess.
Well, the goose was, that was the, what the hell is it? Wow. See, this is how my brain works, Tim. I can see everything about Tiny Tim. You're Tiny Tim from the Charles Dickens A Christmas Story.
I've been called that at work. I'm like, there's two Tims, so I've been called Tiny Tim like the whole time at work. So,
I mean, I'm not buying it, Jeff. Jeff says we can find them at a goose at Whole Foods, but yeah, Christmas Carol, Christmas Story. A Christmas Story is way better than A Christmas Carol. We're all going to shoot our eye out at that point. But that's wild, man. So, When is this next season of your podcast coming out?
Hopefully in the next month or two, probably May, I would say.
All right. So what do you have, episodes already in the can and you're just going to kind of release them then, or you're going to do them live?
Well, I think we'll probably record them and like release them week after, probably edit them, release them week after. So
all right.
We didn't record anything yet.
So now when they're, do you record them live at least that some folks can watch you record them?
We haven't yet. Maybe I'll consider it for season two, but we just
be a little
Zoom.
Yeah, definitely, man. That would be, see, that's right up my alley. I am a TV junkie. Do you watch Walking Dead? You're a Walking Dead guy?
That's actually our last episode of season one of End of Show was The Walking Dead season one finale, which I'd never seen any Walking Dead. And I just kind of went in that one cold.
Never?
Never.
Never. Oh my gosh. Like I just watched, and I won't spoil it. I like to spoil shit just because I don't care at this point. If you haven't seen it and it's 10 years old, I can't really be spoiling it for you, but they just had the season premiere. That would be another one. Have you ever thought about doing one on season premieres?
Maybe a spinoff.
There, eventually. Oh, episodes about spinoffs.
That's yeah, or crossover episodes too. I feel like there's a lot of potential.
Amanda Love says zombies don't eat bones, but Amanda, do they eat boners? That's the real question. That might be a question for this weekend. The reason I want to talk about it is we just had watched the series premiere last night, my wife and I, for Fear the Walking Dead, and all I can tell you is I almost cut the show off and promised to never watch it again. Like, you ever had those moments?
Yeah, I've been there a couple times. Like, I made it through the whole series run of Supernatural, but there's a few moments where I kind of just wanted to cut that off.
You did all 15 seasons?
Yeah.
So I was up and down with that. I was up and down with that show. What got you to stay for 15 seasons?
I guess just like binge momentum, really. Just like I was already so far in. I'm like, well, I might as well.
So you were just committed at that point?
Yeah. It's like you're in a marriage and then you don't really feel the love anymore, but you just keep on going for the kids, maybe. I don't know.
So wait a sec, you were in a loveless marriage with the TV show Supernatural?
We had his moments. We had our moments.
But you were just there for the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And you figured once they were teenagers, they were 15, you could end this relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I tried so hard. Like I said, I watched a couple episodes. What's the actor that drove the car, the younger brother, the shorter brother? What's his name?
Jensen Ackles.
So like I loved his car. I thought his car was amazing.
Yeah.
But that was about the extent. Like I had such a and I love Supernatural shit. I'm so into it. But again, there's a Walking Dead tie in there. Because you know who's from Walking Dead that was on that show, right?
Oh, yeah, the father movie, yeah.
Yep, their dad, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who is about 7 foot 12 and about the size around of a straw and one of the nicest guys I've ever met. I met him a while back, just was a super, super nice guy. He dresses like a homeless man. Completely dresses like a homeless man. So your commitment to Supernatural is like everybody else's commitment to Lost?
I feel like, yeah.
Like that show.
I watched all of Lost too. I think I didn't watch it like when it was on the air. I think I binge watched it over like a summer or something, over a couple months. But
did you ever hit a moment with that one where you were also like, oh, I'm so done with this. I'm so done with this.
I don't know if I really did. Maybe after like season 3 or 4, I feel like maybe was when maybe I would have set in. But
did you ever attempt to play the numbers as a lottery number?
I never did. No, I just let the computer pick my lottery numbers whenever I get like a lottery ticket.
Do you have a spot when you're driving down the road where like you can see the, if somebody's won or not, like they have the big billboard with like the, oh, it's $200 million for Powerball. It's $50 million for Mega Millions, anything like that. Do you have those billboards?
I don't think so. I don't think – maybe I just haven't seen them, but I don't think I have any around.
Yeah, we have like a big one in downtown Albany that has both numbers on it. And it's, I get physically depressed when I see that the numbers haven't changed. Like I didn't win. And then I get like, when they're back to the original numbers, I get excited. Like, what if I don't have to go to work right now? Like I could turn around. And then I realize that I haven't won. And it's like,
I mean, I bought a lottery ticket this week, so we'll see if that pays off.
If you win, and you don't know me from Adam there, Tim, I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Can you buy me a new computer?
Sure.
I mean, I'm not asking for much.
Yeah. I mean, what? That's like $1,000 maybe?
I mean, I like Apple products.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a shitty PC. Tell me that.
Like a tower PC?
Yeah. I don't know.
Can you send a goose with it?
Yeah, I'll send a goose.
Like that. Anthony Hoyes, who was on last week's show, says he likes Supernatural a lot. In the beginning, he didn't care for it, but his wife got him into the show. So he was committed through his wife. Just committed. Yes. As everyone hears all the banging upstairs, Tim, you might not know this. Did you ever go back and listen to any of my old episodes, Tim? Let's see how committed you were to this.
I did not.
Oh, right. So,
yeah,
not committed at all. And I appreciate that. You know, at least you're honest. You know, honesty is the best policy. So between my wife and I, we have 8 kids. Could you hear the banging noise just a moment ago?
No, I can't hear anything.
You can't hear it? I guess everybody else that's listening to us could hear it.
Yeah.
That was the 3-year-old running from one end of the house to the other end of the house, stomping his feet. So, yes, as everyone's sitting here messaging me, hey, are the cops at your door? No, the 3-year-old is attempting to work his way down into the basement on his own without using a door. Yes, Troy, I need a new computer. I still have the same one I've used since 2011. That's why I buy Apple products. So what else could you – do people need to know about you, Tim? Come on. I need excitement, Tim. I need a little bit of excitement. Give me just a touch.
My family used to own a hot dog stand.
Wait a sec. Where?
Just around town, just around Missoula.
Did you ever work this hot dog stand?
Yeah, I worked it. I was like, worked it from like 10 to like 23, I think was when we actually ended up selling it. So I worked it for like 13 years.
There's no child labor laws in Montana.
If you're family, I guess not. Yeah.
No, son. Are you sure they were your family and it wasn't the neighbors who were just like, here you go, take our child and go work the hot dog stand?
I'm pretty sure they're family. I don't know. I haven't done the DNA test, so I don't know.
Yes, Troy has known me for decades. Yes, Troy. He's very busy today. I don't understand. The guy, like, this is only the second episode he realized after I've been doing this for almost a year that I do this. And just like randomly pop back up and he chose you, Tim. How does that make you feel?
Blessed, I guess. Privileged.
Tell me more. Does it make you feel funny anywhere?
Yeah.
Tell me about that funny place, Tim.
I mean, it makes me feel funny in the heart, I guess.
Don't guess, Tim. Be honest with your feelings.
If I was honest with my feelings, I wouldn't be a comedian, so.
I was trying to make that funny. I fucking failed miserably. I tried. I got to tell you, Tim, you know, we're joking around with all this, but I got to tell you, brother, like, what got you to, like, you do that self-deprivation comedy, very similar, if anybody's seen, an Emo Phillips from back in the day used to do that kind of stuff. There's plenty of guys today that do it. To make that choice and then go up on stage, like, what made you decide, like, hey, I mean, because, brother, I can talk in front of crowds. I have no problem with it. I have no problem with dealing with getting my chops busted. But, like, that takes big nuts to walk up in front of a group of people that you have no idea who they are from God or anyone and do that. How did you come about that, like, yeah, I can do this?
I don't know. I think it's something I kind of wanted to try. for a while, like I watched the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, and that, I feel like that's really what inspired me to try it. I wanted to just try it once. Like I went to open mic in town. I made a pact with one of my coworkers to do it, and we just I did it, and then I just loved the feeling of the feeling you get afterwards so much that I just kept on doing it.
What do you mean by the feeling afterwards?
Well, just like I guess feeling during, after, like just the kind of the adrenaline rush of kind of overcoming your nerves and getting out there and making people laugh, really.
Nice. So you really, you know, now at that time, was that the hot dog stand days or what were you doing at that time?
I think that was slightly after. I think I was working at an old folks home at the time. That's who my coworker worked with me at the retirement home.
So did you test your material before you got up there, like, come here, Marge, sit here. I want you to listen to this.
I mean, you and Stan. Not on the old folks, but on some of my coworkers, I tried it out. But
so, Troy wants to know: did you ever do comedy out in Wisconsin?
I have not. No, I haven't made it that far east. Yeah,
you're not missing. You want to talk about a drunk ass state? Have you ever been to Wisconsin?
I have not. No.
So what? Now today is National Beer Day. What are you partaking with over there, Tim?
I have a Bitterroot IPA from Bitterroot Brewing.
Oh, you like bitters? Interesting. Everyone in that entire state is just hammered like a dried cat turd, just mashed. And Jeanette wants to know, who's your comedy idol, or like somebody that inspired you? Like, I know you said Craig Ferguson watching his show. Was there anybody else that you were like, yeah, I'm watching this guy. This is somebody I want to be like.
I feel like it's mainly Craig Ferguson. I feel like I like his style of humor. I can't believe like that kind of inspired me to do the Laugh Tub show I did a while ago, a late night type show. But I mean, honestly, I don't watch as much comedy as I should being a comedian, but I feel like I see enough just like going to shows and watching other comedians perform.
And just got the vibe right off of it. Like you said that in Missoula, you know, you said it's the liberal side of Montana, but is there really like a lot of comedy clubs? I mean, is it like we all like you have Branson, which is just so random to me that it just became this country music mecca. Like, is Missoula like for them out that way? This random, like, yeah, all good comedians have to make their way through Missoula.
I don't know if I'd say that. We don't have any like straight comedy clubs. We have like a few bars and like a theater in town that we play at. We just have a lot of good comedians that kind of go out and expand. Like we've had comedians go like perform for like HBO and like do major festivals and stuff.
So like who's all from out that way that maybe somebody might know?
Nobody like super famous. I feel like we're all kind of mid-level, but like Charlie McCorn's kind of getting out there. Sarah Aswell.
That name sounds familiar to me, Sarah Aswell. Why would I know? What has she been on?
I think she does a lot of like humor writing. Like she's been in like The New Yorker and
okay,
like stuff like that.
So now for yourself, you got the show coming up. You've got the bathtub deal. I was curious. You did that Arrested Development like group, and look, everybody, look Tim up on his Facebook. It's Tim I Miller, letter I Miller comedy. He's not the other Tim Miller, because there is another Tim Miller that they do look a lot alike.
Yeah, we look.
They look very, very similar. It's hard to tell them apart, but you have to put the letter I and then the comedy at the end. But you had a little bit of a celebrity coach when you were doing that, the Arrested Development set thing. Did you have somebody there? Did you have Mango there with you?
Oh yeah. I did a set with Chris Kattan. I opened for him a couple years ago at like just a random dive bar in Missoula.
Chris Kattan was just at a random dive bar in Missoula?
Yeah. I think it was like out of town. Somebody from out of town booked some guy from Billings. I think his name is Lucas Seely. Booked Chris Kattan, and then he brought like four or five Missoula comedians on to open for him.
Now, what was that experience like? Because, I mean, back in the day, SNL, Chris Kattan, you know, doing Mango and all the other different characters that he used to do, that dude was big time. He now looks like he looks a little rougher, we'll put it that way. Not that I think he'll ever hear this, but he looks a little rougher, but we all do. So what was that experience like?
I mean, like you said, he's a little rougher. I feel like he, I don't know, he had a decent set, but I feel like he definitely didn't really have, he had a lot of material. He just like reused a lot of material from SNL. Like he used kind of that fame as his launching point, I think, for a lot of his comedy.
Just kind of rode that, he's still riding that wave?
Yeah. Like he, I think he, yeah, he did like a Mango bit. Like he played, I think he came out to the song that in the Night at the Roxbury, he came out like bumping his head to that. But he was a nice guy. I didn't really talk to him too much after the show, but he was a pretty nice guy.
He seemed like he would be a good dude, but yeah, definitely. I kind of got that vibe looking at him. So where else can anybody find you if they want to find out more about you, Tim?
Well, Facebook, I do have a website, timimillercomedy.com.
So Tim I Miller, all one, no underscores, nothing like that.
Yeah, all one word.
All right. Where else?
I'm on Instagram, Dorsteak. I have a YouTube channel. I think that's Dorth Bluth, or it probably links to it on my other social media and stuff. I'm on Twitter, but I barely use that. So
I think it's most of us. Twitter. My son says to me the other day, I asked him about something. He's 17. He goes, I don't know, Dad. I haven't checked the news. And like, he pulled up Twitter to check the news. I'm like, that's not a real news outlet. But he's 17, and in his world, if it ain't on Twitter, it probably hasn't happened.
Well, that's where Trump got all his news, was Twitter's, until they banned him.
Right. Well, now he's got a whole new website. Did you see that?
Yeah, I think, yeah. Doesn't he like doing like a preserve the Trump legacy website or something?
Like something about 45 or something. Yep.
Yeah.
And then that other one that popped up right after he lost that. What was it called?
Parler?
Was that it? I don't know.
I think that was like the Republican social media platform was Parler.
Yep, that's gone now. That's already falling apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting club to hang out in right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just different. We'll just go with it there. I don't get into politics on here. We'll just call it, it's just different.
Yeah. I don't really do a lot of political jokes if I can avoid them. But.
Yeah, see, I'm the same way. I try to avoid it like the plague. But if you're around this weekend, we got a big show this week. We're doing a special this weekend. Do you ever do specials for your shows?
We're thinking about it, maybe doing a special. I think we might do like a Star Wars special probably around May. Do like a special Star Wars episode. And I think we want to do maybe a Mortal Kombat special when Mortal Kombat comes out, the new one.
Oh, have you watched them trailers?
I have. Yeah, they look dude, pretty good.
That the Mortal Kombat stuff is looking just amazing, especially Sub-Zero. Like, did you see the preview where like Sub-Zero cuts the dude's throat as the blood's squirting out? He turns it into a dagger and then stabs him with it.
Yeah, I think definitely like an old school fatality feel to it.
Oh, it was so amazing. I'm so looking forward to that because there. Look, Tim, I just came up with an idea for you.
Okay.
Bad video game movies. You could do an entire thing on bad video game movies. Well, do you have any?
For every video game movie ever. Made.
Sonic's the only good one.
I don't know. I'd argue the first Mortal Kombat is one of the better ones.
Tell me why. I got to hear why.
I mean, I feel like it's somewhat faithful to the games in terms of story. I mean, it definitely could have gone harder in terms of gore and stuff. But I don't feel like it like is too cheesy. It's not like too out there, too wacky. And I feel like the acting's okay, at least.
Great question. And Troy just threw this up here. Was Tron a video game movie, or was it a movie that became a video game?
I feel like it's a movie that became, I don't think it was based on any pre-existing video game as far as I know.
I don't know. I'd have to Google that one. Somebody Google that and let me know. One of our four list watchers, Google that and let me know. But that's a great question because, do you know what Arcade 1-Up is?
I feel like it sounds familiar.
They're like recreations of arcade games, but you can have them in your house.
Oh, yeah.
And they have the Tron one. So like the little knob and the bike that runs around. Troy, whatever you just sent, I can't see the shape. Same to you, Ken. Like for some reason, I can't see when they send shapes. But yeah, that's another great one. Worst video game adaptation of a movie. Or movie adaptation of a video game.
Johnsy, I haven't really seen that much. But I did watch the Monster Hunter movie recently. Like the new Monster Hunter movie. That one was just...
I'll have to watch that.
It just like completely kind of veered off from what the game was, I feel like. And I don't really want to spoil if you haven't watched it yet, but.
I'll watch it. I've never played Monster Hunter. So. I'm being told the movie came first, then the game. So okay. It doesn't count.
Yeah.
If you would like to see the worst movie adaptation of a video game, I highly recommend that you watch Double Dragon with Alyssa Milano.
I've heard that's pretty bad, yeah.
It is on a level of what level of garbage is this that I'm watching that is hard to explain. Like it almost has that that vibe where like the set in the back is like somebody closes the door, the whole wall moves, kind of a vibe. It's just bad. And the only saving grace was Alyssa Milano. You know, as a 20-some-year-old girl and we were all 20-some-year-old guys. So it's like, she's not who's the boss's daughter anymore. Look at what she's wearing. Yeah.
I mean, she's still pretty attractive for her age. I feel like.
What do you mean for her age? Tell me more what you mean by that.
She's attractive in general.
I mean, tell me what you mean, Tim, by her age. I want to hear this.
I mean, I don't know. She's attractive for a woman in her 40s.
So women in their 40s can't be attractive, Tim?
They can. Obviously, because she's still attractive.
Don't try to drink the beer and run off, Tim. Tim, come back. Don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. This is bullshit. You set me up.
Don't cancel me. Sorry.
Oh, cancel culture. We're done with Tim. Tim is over. We are getting rid of him. Look, Jeanette, we all know you have sassy pants. Jeanette's over here. She's ready to go to Missoula. She's ready to head out.
If you can find it.
She is our world traveler. She lived in like, I think she lived in like Papua New Guinea or somewhere like that at one point in time. She'll tell me if I'm right or wrong, but she's our world traveler.
Is Troy your producer now? Is he making
this? I don't know. Again, so Troy's kind of like, you ever known somebody you would just call a boss hog? You ever known a guy like that? For no reason, they just got to take over?
Yeah, I know a few people.
Yeah, that's Troy. Troy is a boss hog. Currently, his bride is probably sitting behind him going, what are you doing? Leave that man alone. So I expect nothing less from him. See that? I was right. It was Papua New Guinea she lived in. I don't even know where that is. I know it's a cool sounding name. I know it sounds great to say you live there, but I've never been there.
It's somewhere near Australia, I think.
Yes. Tim, you're right. Right. You get the award for that one because I have no idea. Your goose is.
I hope so. I need to get.
We're going to get ready here. Yeah. So they can find you on TimIMillerComedy.com.
Yep.
They can find you on the Facebook by the same name. Mm-hmm. It's Darth Steak on Instagram. Yeah. And that's Darth like Darth Vader, D-A-R-T-H, and then Steak like the steak you're going to eat, S-T-E-A-K. You can see where we tagged him on a bunch of stuff, so you can find him there from all this week. Any shows coming up other than you got your podcast, which is the name of that again?
It's the end of the show as we know it.
It's the end of the show as we know it. Is that where we're going with?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
We're kind of working. That's our theme song at the moment.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm digging it. So we've got that season two of that coming up. They can find you on the YouTube by, is it Tim I. Miller Comedy on YouTube?
I think it's Darth Bluth on YouTube.
Darth Blue?
Bluth. B-L-U-T-H.
Darth Bluth. I feel like I just spit all over my mic saying that. Darth Bluth. What is Darth Bluth? I got to even ask that now.
Well, Darth, first of all, and then Bluth is the name of the family in Arrested Development, last name.
Gotcha. I've never watched Arrested Development.
It's a good show.
I don't know. I just never. Have you ever watched Justified?
I have not, no.
Okay, so I'll watch Arrested Development. You watch Justified.
Okay, and the next time I'm on, we can compare notes.
We'll compare notes. Justified is Timothy Olyphant.
Yeah.
You know, and Arrested Development is actually, what's the main actor in Arrested Development?
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman goes in one of my top three funniest movies I've ever watched, the Spelling Bee movie with him.
Oh, I love that.
All right, somebody find that one.
Bad Words.
Bad Words.
Yeah.
That movie is just cringeworthy. Probably one of the funniest movies I've ever watched. Like the shit that man does between that and the woman who was just the one. She just played Agatha on WandaVision.
Oh, Catherine Hahn.
Yeah, she's the reporter in that.
Yeah.
And she's just amazing in both of those scenes. But yes, and probably my top funniest, if you've never seen it, would. And I'm not a big Sacha Baron Cohen fan, but if you've never seen Brothers Grimsby,
yeah, I don't think I've seen that one,
bro. Don't watch Brothers Grimsby around your mom unless she's really cool.
No, she's. I mean, I like my mom. I'm
going
to say that.
Do you remember the scene in Ace Ventura when he's in the robotic rhino?
And he's, oh, yeah.
And everybody thought how funny that was. Sacha Baron Cohen takes that to another level with an elephant that can't even – I'm not even talking about it, like, other than to say you just got to see it, because I'm not getting deleted off of every social media platform for saying what happens in this. It is – it's that, like, holy crap. Yeah.
I'll add it to my list.
Well, I hope we added a bunch of stuff to your list today.
Yeah.
I mean, you added stuff to our list. We're all going to go out. We're all going to support Tim. We're all going to find him. We're all going to go find his IG and get him up to four more viewers, all four of ours. We're going to get that taken care of for him. For everybody, all of our fans out there, just all these simple reminders. You can always find us on Instagram at the above the bar. Twitter is above the bar four. Email the above the bar podcast at Gmail. We have all of our stuff over on T Public. You can get all the t-shirts and everything on T Public. So you can sport your above the bar podcast shirts. Also, don't forget, we got Sticker and a Cause. You missed that one, Tim. So Sticker and a Cause is if you have something, even if you had a Tim Miller sticker, I put it on the clock here behind me. You give me a little write-up on it, and I talk about it. If you have friends that have a band, you have a support group for Galt, whatever it is, and you have a sticker, send me the sticker, and I'll read your stuff before every show just to kind of get that word out there for everyone.
I mean, I have buttons. I don't have stickers.
I guess. I mean, I could tape it on there. A double stick. My wife's a big fan of double stick tape, so probably gonna get some double stick tape and put it up there. Send me a button, Tim. I'll put. Is it the black and white with you with the shirt open?
Not that I have a Make America Magic Again, which is based on one of my jokes that I have. But
like Magic the Gathering,
just magic, like magicians.
Okay, we've had some pretty good magicians on here. That's a whole nother story in and of itself. So you can go back to earlier episodes. And we went down an entire rabbit hole of New York City street magicians from the 70s. Like, there's a whole thing on that. So, all right, Tim. So we've got all that, folks. For everybody who's listening, this Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are going to have Amanda Love and all of Amanda's fellow performers are coming on, and I have no idea on God's green earth what's going to happen. Do you know who Amanda Love is? Tim, do you know who Amanda Love is?
I mean, I saw her in the comments. But
that's it. Say that real fast.
Amanda Love.
You can have one too. So, yep, I have no idea what I am in for here. All right, Tim, you're going to get that. Now, so since you missed the we had a problem with you coming on. I'm going to play the exit. Okay. Stay here, and we're going to talk afterwards. I got some stuff for you, brother, man. All right, folks. Tim, you get the last word here. What is it?
Word.
All righty, folks. Be sure to put your stool in.
This has been an Earplug Podcast presentation. Found on earplugpodcast.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, and wherever your favorite podcasts are found.